Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Vayishlach, we hear about the incredible struggle between Yaakov and the angel. And at the very end of the struggle, after the angel strikes Yaakov on the nerve called the Gid HaNasheh, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Al Kain Lo Yochlu V'nei Yisrael Es Gid HaNasheh Asher Al Kaf HaYarech Ad Hayom Hazeh Ki Noga B'Chaf Yerech Yaakov Begid HaNasheh. B'nei Yisrael, therefore, do not eat the Gid HaNasheh, this displaced nerve that's on the hip joint. We don't eat that to this very day because the angel touched Yaakov's thigh on the Gid HaNasheh. This pasuk is the source for the Isser to not eat the sciatic nerve, the large main nerve of the lower extremity of an animal that runs down the back of the leg. And before the hind quarter of any animal can be eaten, this nerve, with all its branches, must be carefully removed in a process called nikur. And the question is this: what's the significance? What's the reason for this mitzvah? Just because Yaakov was touched on this nerve during his struggle, we're not allowed to eat that nerve in an animal? What's the connection? Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, explains this mitzvah in a most beautiful and powerful way. This is found in the Sefer Otzros HaReayah, written by the former Mashkiach of Yeshivat Shalavim, Rav Moshe Tzuriel Shlita. It's in Otzros HaReayah in Volume 2 on page 501. Says Rav Cook, even though warfare has changed throughout history, still, says Rav Cook, the most basic, fundamental, raw form of war and conflict is hand-to-hand combat. That's the kind of battle in our parsha between Yaakov and Esav's emissary. But in that battle, Esav attacked Yaakov for no apparent reason, simply because of Esav sone es Yaakov. And therefore, says Rav Kook, by not eating the Gid HaNasheh, we, B'nai Yisrael, express our opposition to and our distaste of gratuitous battles and violence. It is true that today we need an army. And it is true that the world has not yet achieved what Rav Kook here calls Midas HaShalom HaChaya V'HaElyona B'ruach Elokim. We have not yet merited true, everlasting peace that transcends borders and nations. Unfortunately, we're not there yet, and therefore we need an army. However, even as we train, and even as we serve in an army, we still do not eat the Gid HaNasheh. And by doing so, we constantly remind ourselves and the world that we oppose senseless attacks and violence. The Sefer HaChinuch, a student of the Ramban in the 13th century, you don't know exactly who wrote it, the Sefer HaChinuch presents another beautiful message from the mitzvah of Gid HaNasheh. In the third mitzvah of the Sefer HaChinuch, tells us the following. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, that this battle between Yaakov and Esav's angel took place at night. And at the end of the battle, we are told in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. The sun rose on him, morning came, and the sun shone. And that is also, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the message of the Gid HaNasheh. At the end of every fight that B'nai Israel has with the Esavs of the world, there will always be a Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. The sun will rise, and morning comes, and the sun shines. By not eating the Gid HaNasheh, we remind ourselves on a regular basis that while there may be periods of night, and there may be periods of darkness in our history, we are confident and we have full faith, full emunah, that the darkness will be followed by the light of the Geula, Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. We may, Chas V'Shalom, get hurt now and again by the descendants of Esav, but we will never, never fall. Have an amazing day, everyone!